Hi, this is Lori Moylove with the Limitless Podcast, which is all about limitless creativity. And I have a special guest with me today that I've grown to know and actually have worked with. Her name is Jennifer Howard Kessler, and she is an amazing integrative wellness coach, consultant, director, producer of health and wellness. You did a series called Balance and are also a author of an upcoming book and videos called the program Happy Hacks, which we're all about that. We need to find our happy hacks as well as creative hacks. And you've come from a entertainment background in the industry for over 25 years at Paramount Studios. That's how we both met. And being that and juggling crazy producer work-life schedules, I guess that brought you into being an integrative wellness coach, which is featuring your own wellness journey, and that's kind of how you discovered it. So I'm curious, how did you kind of get into this wellness journey? Was it entertainment? What kind of drew you to that?
Well, I actually grew up in Laurel Canyon in LA, and that is all about health and wellness. So my parents were full-on hippies. And it's interesting because I often think about the correlation of wellness and health back then, and then what we see health and wellness now. And the growth is really that then it wasn't individualized. It was like, oh, don't eat this, do eat this. And now we have, like, I work with a company called Viome that tests microbiomes. So you really get to see what works for you. So the individualized focus is so much more than it was back then. Wow. So I learned the hippie style of health and wellness from my parents, and then went crazy and went and ate fast food and Oreos and all of that just because I rebelled. And so, you know, through the years, I came back. My comfort food was cucumber, zucchini, all of that, which I'm blessed to have that. But even if you don't, I mean, that's something you know something's good, for me at least. I know something's good for me. It actually tastes better. So that's something that I work with. And so through the years, I got back in. I took a fall with my own health in my late 30s and really struggled and met the challenge by doing deep dives into research and trying to figure out, because as we all know, the doctors don't always have the answers. And they're, you know, feeling challenged by all of these chronic, you know, problems that we have. And so for me, I wanted to figure it out. So, you know, chasing this and that and learning all of these beautiful modalities that can help me. And I love change. So for me, it was like, oh, let me check this out. Oh, what about this? Oh my God, I love it. So I really found a lot of stuff and kind of put that in my back pocket. Oh, wait, and now I've got this, now I've got that. And I could wake up in the morning and kind of figure out what would work for me and what I was resonating with. And when COVID hit, I was really struggling with, okay, what do I do with my days? I was still working in entertainment. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just thought, well, what do I love doing? I love helping people find their health and wellness. I was already doing it with all my friends and family. And so that's what I did. I got online. I got my certification with IIN and started, you know, holistic integrative health and wellness coaching. Wow. So that is my happy place. So I can say, yes, I'm on my path. So it really makes me healthier. And I get to share all of this deep dive knowledge that I found with my clients. So I have a number of teens. I work with teens who I love working with because they're constantly struggling with, especially what's going on now. Yeah. And parents don't always have the answers. And so for me, I'm like, what about this? Do you want to try this? What about, think of it this way? What's your perspective? And can you be open to changing your perspective? And so that is the fun there. And really I work that way with all my clients, but the teens really, you know, they're still growing. So that's really fun. I work on virtual movie sets so that I'll work with different producers as their wellness coach. And I love that because it gets me back into my entertainment realm.
It's funny. I just recently had a interview with an amazing showrunner and she was like, work-life balance, it's pretty tough. And I think like that's the thing, especially in entertainment or even in any creative space. My one question in balancing wellness, are there some tools that someone who is creative can do that can kind of help amplify what they're doing? Whether they're like a digital artist and they spend, you know, a large majority of their day in, you know, a dark room drawing. What are some of the things that, like, as you said, you kind of, everything on the wellness side is a la carte, but are there some overall things that can really help creatives? What are some of those tips and suggestions that you may have?
Okay, so definitely. There's lots of them. So offhand, when you say that, I think of grounding and earthing. Mm-hmm. And that is just get outside, get your feet, like your actual skin on the ground, because our bodies are electric and the electricity from the ground, from the earth really comes up. And this is water as well, if you can get into a river or ocean. So it really calms our nervous systems and heals us. So that's one great way to take a step back from the stress of the day and really reboot. Then there's EFT, which is tapping. And that is really getting into your system's meridian points, like acupuncture. Oh. So you have certain points that you can tap on that stimulate your body's response, and you say certain words and then it all flows with your body and it shuts down that stress and opens up the creativity. So that's pretty amazing.
Is there something that I know, because we have listeners and also visually for those that do listen to the podcast on YouTube, they can see it, but is there a quick tapping example that you can kind of give or guide us so that we can kind of get an idea of that?
Absolutely. So here, you can follow me. Yeah. So we're going to tap right on the side of our hand.
Okay.
Karate chop point. take a deep breath in and out. Even though I am feeling challenged today, I know that this is going to be a good day, that I am going to be my best, my most creative. My mind is open and I am ready for a good path forward. Then right here on the top of the head, I'm gonna tap. I am ready for a new perspective. Right here on top, right at the third eye between the eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I am feeling creative today. Right here at the side of the eye. Mm-hmm. My creativity flows and I feel good. And right here, right here under the eyes. Today is a good day. I'm feeling good. Right here under the nose. All of my anxiety just flows away, melts away, right under the chin. My stress is gone, and I open the door to creativity. Then right here at the clavicle, I am feeling my best. I am feeling creative and loving and free. Right at the bra strap under the arm. Today is a good day. I'm feeling free. Back to the karate point. Today, I am creative and loving. And there we go. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, that was my first time ever tapping, and that was amazing. And for those that are listening, definitely go visit the YouTube so you can join and see the different points to tap. Wow, that's such a, I feel so relaxed. And some that definitely hit me was definitely the anxiety one. I know that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that in the creative spectrum and just in life in general is anxiety. I know I suffer from that at times with just our current landscape. I might be a germaphobe, but I love hand sanitizer because I'm like, oh my gosh, so much hand sanitizer. But I know that's probably not a good impact for my skin. But wow, that was amazing. And I definitely hope a lot of creatives can utilize that tool so that they can be more grounded, like you were saying. Wow. Are there any other examples or things of, I guess, you know, when someone is in the creative space and they're wanting to take action, right? And they might have a lot of ideas. And the thing is, I guess, really, how do they hone and channel their focus in what the great, like what the best path is for them to take? Because I know that there's a lot of multi-hyphenate talented people out there that are listening to this podcast. And for them, they might be like, I'm not sure. I'm still kind of searching for my creative answer. What kind of guidance would you give them?
Well, I know journaling helps for me, focusing everything and just getting more organized with my thoughts. So that is a great way. I think affirmations are amazing. There was a research study done on DNA and how it is affected by our words, which I was blown away at. Like, it made changes in our DNA. Wow. So yeah, so affirmations are amazing. Frequencies are something that is, I do daily. There's a lot of different companies that are doing some really good stuff. Three of the ones that I use are the Quantum Life biofeedback apps and the Genius apps, as well as HoloSync, which I found from Dave Asprey and Bulletproof. I was like, ooh, I like HoloSync too. So they're a shorter, easier version. The other biofeedback is really more individual. So the HoloSync is something you just download on your phone. All of them are apps, and you can listen to one about success, creativity, and really just get in that mindset. So positive mindset is another thing. So important. I love the positive mindset of just really getting in that state of I can.
Yeah.
Right. And there's nothing like feeling confident and feeling like you can do anything that you put your mind at. And if we put ourselves in that mindset in the morning of the day or whenever we need it, it really turns us around and like, wait a minute, I got this, right? And I feel that often when I'm sleeping, I will get ideas. And, you know, I've written a script, right? So many people have. And I was able to wake up during the night with a scene that I was kind of gnawing on and trying to figure out. And I'd wake up and, oh, wait, I've got it. Whether it comes from above or our brain works it out, I don't know, but pretty special. I'll keep a pad and paper by my bed and write down so it doesn't like keep looping in my mind. So just amazing things like that to really work through. I think sleep is a very important thing. I actually use supplementation. So I'll do melatonin, tryptophan before bed, tyrosine, and some B6 for bringing down anxiety is amazing. L-theanine with your coffee brings in that green tea, like energy focus. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things like that kind of guide you. I love ginkgo biloba. Mm-hmm. That gives my brain a spark. So many things are out there. I have like the BioMat, which is, and I've got one right down here, but it's pretty special. And it uses crystals and far infrared to heal and get you energized. It's pretty cool. And then I have grounding.
Do you lay on that or?
You lay on that. You plug it in, you lay on it, and it gives you far infrared and as well as the crystals work with you for frequency.
Oh, wow.
Because the frequencies, as we talked about, can change your DNA, your mindset, and really work with you for the day. I have grounding shoes.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. Fun.
So where do we get these grounding shoes? If
the grounding shoes
want to get these shoes, where do they go? I mean, I'm sure Amazon, but what is the brand or type that you use?
Yeah. These I got from Amazon and it is saying ESD. And I looked at a number of them. And this was the one that I chose because it worked with my needs. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, it's a trial and error, and not always error, but just, oh, I'm not feeling these. So what resonates with you, right? Amazon's great because you can send it back if it doesn't resonate with you. So I have a sleep mask from Soundflower that actually has speakers and you can use it and has that eye socket area so your eyes can move and you can listen to frequencies and such before bed or through the day. I have color therapy, which lines up with chakras so that you're really opening up and working with different spaces and different feelings. So it will actually kind of change your perspective is the idea.
So with the color glasses, I see you have two there. Certain colors kind of, does it resonate with a certain chakra or and that energy or... I'm just curious on with the sunglasses.
Yes. So let's say the blue ones. Mm-hmm. So before I came on with you, I wore the blue ones because it's all about communication, throat chakra, being blue. And oh, I want that communication to flow. So you hear me and everyone understands what I'm trying to say. So yeah. That's great. Yeah. I also have now with the biomat, that's far infrared. Mm-hmm. This is near infrared and red light laser therapy. Mm-hmm. Love this. So if you have jaw issues, where my tension often goes to my jaw, mm-hmm. And it, also the vagus nerve. Mm-hmm. So you can stimulate your jaw to relax. Wow. And let go of that tension and also get that vagus nerve flowing and your lymph. So this truly impressive. Also biotuning. So this is also about frequencies. And you can hear that. You can work with it on your body and put it different places and let the frequency go in. So it's just all sorts of different things. I even work with different clients on VR.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. The VR, how does the VR, I'd love to learn a little bit more on the VR of what you do with clients.
Well, it's interesting. VR is in the beginning stages of being able to work with health and wellness and different apps that are in there. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's one called Trip, T-R-I-P-P, that I really like so that people get into the mode of breathing, which is another amazing modality.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, breath sure. can change your mindset, right? And so it teaches you how to breathe in a relaxing way and let go, mm-hmm. as well as giving you visuals that blow your mind.
Wow.
So it teaches you meditation, mm-hmm. which is really amazing.
Yeah, I definitely would say I learned meditation while working on a crazy show. I'm not going to name the show, but it was very intense. And I was like, okay, I don't know what I need to do. And one of my friends, she's in like the same thing. And she's like, you know, meditation. I was like, I don't know about meditation. And I think like the first step about meditation is kind of demystifying it, because I think a lot of people have some conclusion, like just kind of like how you're saying with wellness, you started in the hippie phase of like your family, you know, and I think it's correlated to that. We have this assumption about meditation when it's really just tapping into yourself and centering and grounding yourself. I don't know, for anyone that like is in the creative space that isn't meditating, is there any way of any advice or what, you know, helping just demystify that, like what would you say in correlation to meditation in that?
I think a great way to start meditating, if you haven't tried it before, to make it easier, is to really pick an affirmation and breathe, close your eyes, and start saying it over and over again so that you have something to focus on, rather than that, okay, I'm going to focus on my breath. But a lot of people starting out, I know I have a hard time. And honestly, I still have a piece of paper and a pen by my meditation area so that I can write down thoughts that come to me. Because for one, some good stuff comes during meditation. And you're like, oh shoot, I don't want to forget it. So there's that. And then the other thing, I mean, you want to let go of thoughts. So you really just want to empty your mind, but let them flow in and out. It's not like you want to block everything out. Mm-hmm. You want to bring it in, let it go. Mm-hmm. And with that affirmation, it's really allowing you to focus on that. I am feeling creative today. Life is good. I'm feeling creative today. Life is good. Whatever that looks like for you. So.
Wow. Wow. So it's kind of like, just like you were saying, it's that flow and let it go. And I feel like that definitely correlates with creativity, because when those get maybe like writer's block or feel blocked, that we're kind of holding on to, ooh, we must get this idea, and we're holding on to it, and that's kind of what's blocking us. And sometimes, whether it's meditation or journaling or some of the other tools that you've recommended, using those, that kind of helps free it up, loosen it up, so you're not so focused on, oh, I must write 50 pages by tomorrow. So it's like not having that pressure and anxiety and just free flowing with it. And in correlation to that, I want to ask, with wellness and eating right, are there certain foods that you find help creatives more? Like you mentioned cucumbers, you know, luckily you love cucumbers, but some might not like that. They like a bag of chips, and that might not be the best snack. Are there certain foods that you recommend that kind of helps?
There's definitely, like, I see food as mood, mm-hmm. so that you can kind of focus yourself. Pomegranates are a great snack with a lot of nutrients. I think fruit in general, raspberries has a lot of fiber and nutrients and can kind of lift your mood. Cucumbers for me, because the alkaline is something that's important so that you're flowing with more alkaline in your body. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really focus on the cucumbers, and I like them. So, you know, and picking things that you like. So when you're eating something that you're like, oh, I shouldn't be eating this. Instead, you know what? If you're gonna eat it, enjoy it and move on. Right? There's no guilt here. Let go of the guilt. It's not your friend. It's really not doing you any favors. So I think that's important. So if you're going to enjoy something, enjoy it. And then, you know, take the enzymes, do whatever you need to make it okay with your body to eat it. I love avocado. That's a great, you know, full thing and brain goodness. You know, there's a lot of different things. The seeds are often good. I don't always give food suggestions right off the bat, because you just never know. As I talked about working with Viome, I really saw how in myself and my clients, often I had no idea. Oh, avocado is not good for you. Who knew? You know?
It's really interesting that way, because, you know, food allergies or whatnot, certain things don't work well for others. So I guess just kind of like what you were saying is, it's kind of a customized approach. And that's kind of how we should be with wellness and creativity, is have that customized approach to it, because each of us have our own way of doing it. Is there any one, I guess this is our biggest takeaway moment, like one thing that you highly suggest creatives to do, hands down, on the wellness spectrum? If it was one thing, what would you suggest as we close out?
For me, I really think it's a toss-up between grounding and earthing and getting out there and doing that in nature, right? And then the other would definitely be frequencies. I think frequencies are mind-blowing, and that everything has a frequency and resonates with you. So that for me, I really like the different frequency apps. And I think that that's an important way to happy hack your way through your day.
Wow, that's amazing. I so appreciate all your amazing gems that you communicated to us on the Limitless podcast. Wow, there's just so much. I feel like we could talk for much longer. But I definitely learned, like, meditation, tapping, grounding, earthing, some of these happy hacks. And I can't wait for you to share with us some more happy hacks as, you know, you progress with that. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming on. And it's all about limitless possibilities and creativity and being well and healthy doing that. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. And I can't wait to have you again.
So thank you. Well, I love Limitless. It's the perfect name. And I love you, Lori. So thank you.
I'm on the West Coast. So it's like hugs from the West Coast to the East Coast. And we come together. So thank you. And I just can't wait to share this with the creative community, because, man, there was a lot of amazing tips that you had, and even some that I haven't even tried that I'm looking forward to giving a try, getting some of these different colored sunglasses and having fun with it. So
good. Well, my website is infinitybalance.life. And I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, all that fun stuff. So absolutely. Come find me.
If you want to tap in, come contact Jennifer. She can help coach you through all your amazing wellness and creative needs. So thank you so much.